was in early April when a friend of mine texted me just to ask me how I was doing. And that friend is Colleen Wells. And I had just recalled that 25 years prior, I had written a novella called The Last Actor about a global pandemic called The Cold. And I dug it up and I sent it to her just for fun. You know, we're friends and we're writing buddies. And she read it, and within 24 hours, she texted me back and she said, I want to publish this. And it turns out that she had taken over ownership of a small publisher in Bloomington called Wordpool Press. The novella wasn't long enough to be in and of itself a book, so I found 10 of my favorite stories written really over the past 30, 35 years. They were sort of like my favorite children that I have never had in the same room before.
Did you go back and make corrections and additions to those stories from the past?
The really tricky one was the novella. Because I wrote it 25 years ago, the last thing I wanted to do was make it in the present. That would have been absurd. I mean, for one reason, there's no way that I could outdistance with my surreal brain the actual reality of what's happening. I mean, there was no way that I could bring the story up to date. So I kept it in 1994 and really just resisted the urge to try to upgrade the technology or whatever.
What do you want people to take away from The Last Actor?
It's really funny to look at the story and see what was motivating it. Obviously, we had some major pandemics during that period of time, most notably HIV/AIDS, but there was also cholera and Ebola. And the story is really focused on the entertainment industry and its inability to change its form. So as people get sick and drop out of their roles acting in films and television and theater, they are replaced by people who are non-actors and not very good. I think I was also grappling with the early days of the reality television movement as well.
Is the Jim Poyser of 25 years ago the Jim Poyser you thought you would be today in 2020?
Well, one of the discoveries in going back through this is it's remarkable, Jill, to find a time where I wasn't obsessed with the climate crisis. Like these stories, well, there's a couple stories where one might interpret them as climate related, but it was almost the self-archaeology journey to determine that there was a period of time where I wasn't concerned about the climate crisis. I wasn't even aware of it. And in fact, if there's a thread through all of these stories, it is that I have always addressed the issue of human folly. Humans are constantly getting themselves into a fix. And quite often, the solutions that they come up with to get out of that fix don't turn out as they planned.
Thank you, Jim. We appreciate your creativity.
And so appreciate you, Jill. Thanks.